This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Whiteville police are investigating a shooting that occurred Thursday. Whiteville police said the victim was injured at Kent Place Apartments and transferred to Novant, New Hanover. The investigation is ongoing. No one was reported injured when someone opened fire on a home with 10 people inside early Friday morning. The shooting on Sandalwood Road near Whiteville damaged the home a few minutes before 6 o'clock. We reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. From 6 to as much as 9 inches of snow hit Columbus County Tuesday and Wednesday. It was the largest snowfall since 2018. Now, the snow is slowly but surely going away, but ice is the problem now. Officials are warning drivers against any unnecessary travel. DOT trucks have been scraping main roads and some secondaries. The city has also been scraping its roads here. But quite a few roads remain impassable due to icy conditions. And, of course, after dark, we're going to be having to deal with the black ice. If at all possible, stay off the roads until thawing occurs tomorrow morning. If you must drive, slow down, increase your following distance, and avoid sudden stops. Temperatures continue to be dangerously cold and will stay that way into tomorrow morning. Highs in the 40s today helped speed up some of the melting, and we'll be looking a little bit higher tomorrow. Our meteorologist Christopher Cawley is updating conditions as they change on the CCN weather blog. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Davies Brooks said hours are extended on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. Call 910-918-4531 if you can help out. County commissioners turned down a request from the sheriff's office Tuesday to immediately replace more than 15 vehicles at a cost of $750,000. Sheriff's office representative explained that maintenance and repair costs far exceeded the budget this year, reducing the number of available vehicles. The boards opted for 10 new cars to replace the most worn vehicles, but they won't be delivered until after the new fiscal year. Sheriff Phil Rogers also asked to withdraw his request to take over 911 operations and asked that a committee instead be established to help manage the department. Commissioners voted to keep communications under the county's jurisdiction. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib will be held tomorrow from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They will be available there at the sale sites. And volunteers are still needed for the fundraiser. If you can get there safely, meet at Happy Home Church tonight at 6 p.m. Call 910-625-0952 for tickets or call 843-877-9195 if you want to help out. Western Prom Baptist Church is going to host a meeting January 26th for anyone interested in volunteering for the upcoming Tim Tebow Night to Shine. The meeting will be at 4 p.m. Western Prom is located between Whiteville and Clarkton at 167 Peacock Road. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.